Hello everyone. I really don't know why I always start the podcast with that exact same sentence. Maybe let's twist it a bit. Let's start with like, hey awesome people, welcome back to the Fun Indian Guy Podcast. Be it you're watching a YouTube video of this podcast or you're watching the audio on your favorite podcasting app. Welcome, if this is the first time you're listening to my podcast. Welcome back if you're always listening to my podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Today's topic is about treating yourself. But before we go into that topic, let me give you a context about this topic. Last week, I was traveling. First, I went to Italy and then I was in Spain and now I'm back to Germany. But I was traveling in Spain and there I decided to make daily vlogs for a couple of days. And then I took it as a challenge. But one thing I did not consider is that when you're traveling, you're gonna go around and you're switching cities and you're gonna travel so much that your plans are super uncertain and you're gonna be busy till night and then you're gonna come back and edit. And in the end, I was so sleep deprived that I slept for like 2 or 3 hours every day, which was not good for my body. And also after some point, I was not even enjoying what I was doing. So I stopped. I just made 3 videos, but I'm super happy with it. The only thing is like daily vlogging is not tough, which I understood, because when you have a normal day-to-day life, you know what you're going to talk about. And then you also have a schedule, like a daily fixed schedule where you can edit and post and do all the things. But when you are traveling, it's super uncertain. Like I was with my friends, I was having dinner with her friends and then we were going to some other places and then it was super exhausting, but it was indeed super fun. If you haven't watched those vlogs, go to my YouTube channel, The Fun Indian Guy, and you can watch all those episodes which I shot there. The first one was about Gandia, which is like a small, famous, beautiful, cute town. And the beach life and everything. Also, my friend's house and everything is inside that vlog. Second one was about Valencia, which is like a really big city, like the third biggest city in Spain. So you will have almost, I've tried to touch all the things interesting bits of the city which you can see in that vlog. Check it out. And the third one was about me snorkeling and swimming in the transparent sea for the first time in my life. All three vlogs were super interesting. I enjoyed shooting them and editing them and they are up. If you haven't watched, go and watch it if you want. It's super fun. Anyway, so on the last day of my trip, I went to Alicante, which is also a town or a city near Gandia. And I had to take the flight from there. So I had a stay in Alicante. On the day of my flight, in the morning, I woke up, I edited the vlog and I posted the snorkeling vlog. After that, I went out. I was walking in those small lengths of Alicante. While walking, I happened to pass by this amazing cafe called Madness Coffee. So I entered the place. I ate some stuff there and I started to taste their coffee because they brew it at the same cafe. And I was very fascinated and I wanted to buy something. And then I bought the Mexican decaf, which has like a tinge of chocolate flavor inside it. This coffee is so amazing. It's like my first decaf. So I never had decaf before. So it's the best coffee to drink before I go to bed. This cafe was so amazing that one of my favorite subject or topic is to shoot a cafe. And I couldn't do it because I was not taking a camera because I took a day off from filming. Then I went to the castle, which was on the hill, like a top of the hill. And after watching it, and then I came down and there was like 25 minutes walk. While walking, imagine I'm walking in Spain. There is super bright sun on my face. I'm wearing black t-shirt to make it worse. Because these days I'm wearing black t-shirts. It's like minimalism hitting me. Anyway, I was walking. There is slight breeze on my face, but on the left side, there is a port and there are these beautiful yachts and boats, which I always admire. Like, I love the way yachts look. So I'm admiring the beauty of the yachts. I'm walking, though there is a sun and heat. I'm trying to ignore that fact and trying to enjoy the feeling of just walking by the port. And then I see this small little restaurant, which is like a floating on the water, like almost inside the water. And I just stopped there and then I looked at it and I started thinking like, it will be so amazing to sit there and drink something, looking at the yacht, having the breeze on your face. And as it was a restaurant, the sun was not direct. So it was really pleasant. But I had to catch a flight. Like I had to leave in next 25-30 minutes and go to the airport. that's how this topic came to be, and that's how we're gonna discuss all this treating yourself thing. But before we go into that topic, let's roll that amazing intro right now. Hi, I'm Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a designer, musician, filmmaker, and a mechanical engineer. I'm from India, and currently I'm chilling around, traveling around, working around, roaming around, having fun around Europe, and this is my podcast.
The Fun Indian Guy Podcast.
Thank you, Anuj, for making that intro audio. We're going to thank Anuj at least for next couple of episodes because it means super a lot. I'm repeating this every time, but it does. If somebody does something for you, make sure you appreciate that and make sure you let them know and make them feel that it was important. And thank you so much. So where were we? We were at the beach, not at the beach. We were at the port. Yachts on the left side, sun on my face, little bit of breeze, black t-shirt on, super hot. And I see this restaurant. And I have to catch a flight. But then I was like, if I have 25 minutes, we're gonna make it to the airport no matter what. It's okay. Like, we have time in our hand. But let's just take a time out. Let's go and sit at the restaurant, order something, order some really good drink, and just be myself for a second. I went there. I asked for a lemonade, like a granita or something. It's like a slush. Like ice slush of lemonade, because I don't drink alcohol. Never. So I sat down and I started sipping that lemonade. And I was just admiring the beauty around me. I was just being myself. I was just trying to be in that moment. And was trying also to keep my phone aside. Because when you have phone around, you're always inside that phone. And you always forget to actually take in what's happening around you. But let me be honest, I put two stories from there. I took a picture of that lemonade. Behind there is a yacht, there is water, and I'm just sitting down and I took a picture, and there I mentioned, treat yourself. It's important, and that's how this topic came to be. In those moments, I kept the phone inside after putting those stories and just started thinking. We are so damn busy in our daily rituals. We are so damn busy in achieving our next goals back to back. And we are also busy in that social media and the phone that we always forget. And we often forget to treat ourselves. And I think it's very important because I felt really wonderful after just being myself there at the cafe. Though we get a lot of opportunities when you're walking around, when you're visiting something, when you're just commuting or traveling, you get time to be yourself. But because of all this distraction, we always forget to treat or always forget to cherish what we have or what we have been given. And I think it's very important. We are always looking forward to do the next things, but we never take a step back and sit down and cherish the feeling of being. We can treat ourselves in different ways. Maybe you like some coffee or cafe, you go there, sit down. And the first thing you have to do is keep the phone aside because that's the biggest distraction. And I'm telling it with my experience, and I'm 100% sure that 90% of you at least agree to what I'm saying, and 10% of you agree 90% of it. I don't know how's that math, but I think it works out very well. Sit down, relax, keep your phone aside, and just drink that coffee, drink that drink, whatever you want, or be there in that moment, in that place, in that space, and just be thankful for what you have and what you have been given throughout the life till that point. Because it will refresh you, or it did refresh me after that moment. And I was like, yes, for the last 6 days, I was traveling back to back, taking flights, making videos. And one thing I forgot was to cherish myself. I was just busy in taking in all the things around me that I forgot about myself and what I needed. And that one lemonade was the best time of the whole trip, which made me realize how wonderful my trip was, which I wouldn't have thought about because I was constantly going ahead. Like, next thing was to take flight. Next thing was to come here, make this podcast. Next thing was to go to the work, start working. And the next thing was to make next podcast and next vlog and next things and next music videos. It's everything is lined up back to back, and I'm pretty sure you also have all these things happening in your life, and taking time out and sitting down is super important. I really would invite you to spend a time out or to go on a date with yourself, maybe tomorrow or day after tomorrow, maybe this weekend. Put it on your schedule. Make a plan that you gonna just spend time with yourself with nothing else in between. Just you and you. Do that. It's very wonderful. I also did some sort of similar thing last month when I went for a movie alone, which I think I have not done in ages, but it was a really good feeling because I was super tired throughout the day, and in the end I was like, maybe I need a break. I think I should just buy a ticket and sit down in a cinema. I went to the Cinemax in Berlin and watched the Fallout Mission Impossible. It was really amazing to treat yourself, man. And you should also do it. And let me know, how do you feel about it? Maybe you have different interests in life. Maybe your kind of chill or your kind of spending time with yourself is very different, and you have a different process to approach this, or maybe you have a different ways of cherishing yourself or the presence. Please let me know, because I would also like to experiment that in my life, and it's always really good to exchange all these ideas with other people. And last thing I would like to say is really thank you for being here and spending your valuable time with me, or listening to me, or watching me, because I think in today's fast world, spending this 10, 15, 20 minutes on one thing is rare. And if you're doing it, and if you're here till now, I'm really thankful for your presence here. I'm really overwhelmed that you are here and listening to myself or my creations. Keep doing what you love. Keep spending time with yourself. I'll see you next week. I'll also see you on Thursday with a vlog. And maybe there is something interesting happening on this weekend. Not gonna talk about it today. Next week for sure. Till that, don't forget to have fun, because having fun is not an option. I guess that's all for today. Ciao, ciao. Bye.
The Fun Indian Guy Podcast.